This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Friday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's news podcast. Well, Cork is gearing up for a summer outdoors. Dozens of public toilets are being installed at beaches ahead of the bank holiday weekend. The Irish Examiner reports that Cork County Council is to install 16 portaloos at Crosshaven, Myrtleville, Church Bay, Fountainstown, Roberts Cove, Kilnegleary and Roberts Bridge, and at the People's Park in Carrigaline. In the city, new supervised toilets are to open at North Main Street Shopping Centre and at the City Hall Civic Offices. Street cleaning crews will be working from 7am to 10pm. Parts of the city quays have been fenced off ahead of the bank holiday weekend, with motorists reminded if they park there, they could face being clamped and a €120 release fee. The Ballantemple Area Residents Association say Cork GAA should not take the support of local residents for plans for 7 concerts at Porky Cueve for granted. The group say they're disappointed that the GAA wants to turn part of the Marina Park into parking for cars and buses. Barra says the plans for the area close to the Atlantic Pond are negative and say there are several brownfield sites along the marina that could be used for parking. The group says that Porky Cueve needs to remember that big games and concerts cause significant disruption to residents and say they want their views taken into account to achieve a mutually beneficial outcome for both Marina Park and Porky Cueve.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
I'm Rory in sport, and Stephen Kenny has his first win as Republic of Ireland boss. The boys in green defeated Andorra by 4-1 last night, Troy Parrott scoring twice as Ireland came from behind to get the win. Afterwards, Kenny paid tribute to the double goal scorer.
When we got the first goal, it was definitely a turning point for us in the game. With Troy showed a lot of character to get the first goal. It was a bit of pressure on the players after conceding.
Northern Ireland meanwhile have suffered a third defeat in 5 games. The Ian Barra Clough side lost 1-0 away to Ukraine this evening. In tennis, Rafa Nadal marked his 35th birthday last night by booking a place in the French Open third round. The 13-time champion dispatched Richard Gasquet in straight sets. Two giant Americans stand before the men's second and fifth seeds today. Daniil Medvedev goes up against the 6'1" Riley Opelka, while the 6'9" John Isner faces Stefanos Tsitsipas. Daniel Collins made it to the quarterfinals at Roland Garros last year, but comes up against Serena Williams today. In golf, bad weather delayed the first round of the Memorial Tournament in Ohio. Shane Lowry had carried a 3 under par on a 69. That's 3 shots behind the leader, Cameron Morikawa. Rory McIlroy played 2 holes. He was 1 over par, while Patrick Harrington took 78.
The 5 biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.
Let's look ahead at our weather for the upcoming bank holiday weekend with Nick from Weather Alerts Ireland on line 1. Morning, Nick.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very good. Bank Holiday Friday, it's traditional and customary for us to look ahead. What have we got in store?
Yeah, so look, it's a nice weekend. I think it'll be fairly calm, a lot of dry weather. Tomorrow could be a little bit showery to begin with, but it's kind of drying up then. And pretty much that's kind of the theme throughout the weekend. It's going to be dry. It's going to be quite mild, 17 to 18 degrees. The best day does look like Sunday. It does look like the best day for some sun. But there's going to be sunny spells Saturday, Sunday into Monday as well. But it is looking on a little bit of on the cloudier side, but it is looking dry at least.
Mm. Matt Aaron are saying that it looks like high pressure will dominate next week, so it looks like after Bank Holiday Monday, things could continue to be warm and dry and very welcoming for the summer.
Yeah, like it's looking very very promising for next week, especially later next week. That high pressure is pushing up. It's going to dominate over Ireland. It's going to bring a lot of dry weather. But next weekend, it's looking very, very, could get very, very warm into the mid-20s and like proper sunshine as well. So it could start to feel very summery, but look, it's a fair bit away yet, but it does look promising
okay.
For sure, which is what we all need.
What happened in May, Nick?
Well, it just rained pretty much. It was a pretty wet month.
It was monsoon.
It was just low pressure dominating, really. The Atlantic was in full flow. Just kept sending low pressure towards Ireland, and that was it, really. You know,
large hailstones more than once as well.
Yeah, there was a lot of thunderstorms all around the country. Now, we didn't get any because I'm based in Kerry, but there wasn't many in where I am in Kerry, but there was quite a few inland, for sure. A lot of lightning. I think it was one of the most thunderous activity in May in history, I think. It could be up there.
Certainly one of the wettest, anyway.
Settled. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, it was a very wet month.
How far can you guys predict ahead?
Like the weather models, like there's 7 to 10 days, and then some of the models go up to 14. But like they do change. So like 3 days is kind of where it's at, and you can get an idea for up to like a week to 10 days. But anything kind of beyond the 3 or 4 days is fairly uncertain. You know, like the smallest factor can change anything.
So science versus the postman and Donegal, say, how does he get it right so often, and often the science gets it wrong?
That's a good question. I think trends is a big one with the Donegal weather, the postman. Like it is a lot of trends over the winters, and like you can, like I presume he just kind of predicts like what's happening early on in the season, like in spring and over winter, and how that could affect things in the summer. But yeah, like it's a tricky one. Like it's just because the factor, if one little factor changes, like especially with storms and stuff, like if one little factor changes, the whole thing can be put like kilometers and like hundreds of kilometers away, even, you know. So it's just so many small details need to come together to produce like the weather, you know. So like next week, like the high pressure could easily move west, east, north, south, and it could affect things, you know. It just depends on the jet stream as well, like the temperatures over American Canada, how that pushes the jet stream. So yeah, there's lots of different factors that come into play when trying to predict the weather. So it's tricky. We're not always right, but we try to be.
Okay, well, if I remove the science from your predictions now, what would be your non-scientific general prediction, considering what's happened over the last few years in the summer? How are we fixed for June, July and August?
I think we could get some nice sun this season, for sure. I would be hoping for some heat wave, well, kind of like the high 20s. It's kind of, because obviously you've got climate change and all that. So like there is possibilities of more drier and hotter summers.
Get the Red FM News Extra podcast wherever you get your podcast, or on redextra.ie.